Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, perhaps? Go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I believe we're going to dive into the Junkies Blitz. It's brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
So I guess we can start with the fallout from last night's game. Obviously, the Rams beat the Vikings 27-9. They advance, so face the Eagles next. They kind of get hosed by playing on Monday night in the playoffs. You get a shorter week of preparation.
Hey,
somebody has to.
That the top Washington seeds get preferential treatment. That's the way the playoffs have always been.
Yep.
I mean, Washington's got a short week.
Yep.
Do you believe in Jinx's cakes? A lot of people are pointing to what Dan Campbell said after the game.
Sometimes.
Season finale.
Did he say something?
Remember the season finale against the Vikings. The Lions won. Then there was a handshake between
Dan
Campbell and Kevin O'Connell. He said, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Well, no, I don't think.
No, he's just being
positive.
That
was just paying respect. Yeah. That's not like a Jinxy thing.
No.
That was just paying respect.
I don't believe
to
in
Jinx's
Vikings in general.
Oh, I believe in cakes.
I don't believe in most cakes, but I like when I guarantee the Commanders are going to win over
Dallas.
Tommy DeVito, and he's one of the world's worst quarterbacks, and they lose to him, and then I take a marinara bath because of it. I tend to jinxes might have a little bit of power.
I flirted with jinxes a lot this year, kind of making fun of Bruce Irving or Irvine or whatever his name
Bucky.
Was. Bucky Irvine.
Bucky Irving. Irving.
Right. I made fun of him, said he's not going to beat us, made fun of some teams and said
he's
not going to lose
game.
Them. He was fine.
Yeah, I mean,
but he wasn't the tipping
score.
Point. He wasn't the tipping point.
Held him under 100.
Yep. He was fine.
They probably should have given the ball a little bit more.
We kind of
By the way, the Rams, they did. The Rams played the Eagles earlier in the year. I don't know what week that was.
Saquon
ran for 255.
I will say this about Saquon, and obviously, I mean, he's had a career year. He looks the best he's ever looked.
Yeah.
Like the moves, the spin moves, everything he's putting on. And, you know, I remember seeing, you know, him in college and him coming out of college and just watching his workouts.
He's a sick athlete.
And just going, oh my God, this guy's going to be a monster. And he's had moments. This year, he put it all together.
Well, it helps when you have a great offensive line
offensive.
And much better skill position
players
around you. Yeah,
but I mean, his singular skill is just...
Oh, he's fantastic.
It's just showing out so much this
year. But if he was with New York this year, he wouldn't have been putting up those numbers.
No.
So back to the fallout from last night's game. Rams advance will face the Eagles. Vikings going to have to make some decisions. Kevin O'Connell, after the game, said he appreciates Sam Darnold, but the quote is, it did not work out in the end.
Ooh. I mean, it's J.J. McCarthy time. Like, they spent a high draft pick on him. I would think he's going to be the starter in week one if he's healthy and ready to go.
I think, if anything, it reinforces the idea that we can plug and play guys here. That we can put guys in and we can make them successful.
In Minnesota's system, yes, seemingly.
If you expand out what he said, he said, I just want to say it's very important we all think about Sam's body of work. What he was able to do this year, when not many people thought he would be able to lead a team to 14 wins, it did not work out in the end. I think Sam would be the first one to tell you.
The best case for them would be keep Darnold there on a relatively modest deal, because let's be honest, he hurt himself.
Yeah, but is he a UFA?
He signed a one-year deal.
So he's going to get somebody
he's
else
probably
to get
gonna
more
get
than
off,
what
but,
they'll get.
There's
look,
desperate teams out there.
That's
there
why
are.
I brought up the Steelers earlier.
But if
earlier.
You're the Vikings, you can offer, hey, you thrived here for most of the time you were here. You can be a mentor and or compete with McCarthy
yeah, but if you're
for the starting gig.
$15 million as a backup, or $25 million somewhere as a starter, you're going to take the starter.
I just don't know if is somebody going to really outlay $25 million for Sam Darnold.
I think that's kind of the going rate.
Maybe,
I
mean, maybe they
good,
will.
He had a good enough year where you can make that kind of money.
Yeah. Possibly.
I mean, maybe not with Minnesota. I know it's hard to wrap our head around, but I mean, Dak's going to make close to 50.
Here's what I know. I will be targeting J.J. McCarthy late in every fantasy draft in about 9 months.
That's
because
fine.
In that system, throwing to Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hockenson and all the weapons there, Addison, it's a good setup.
On the flip side,
Darnold definitely hurt himself the last 2 weeks.
On the flip side, the Rams, of course, advance. Sean McVay said after the game, the defense is peaking at the right time. Of course, they had all those sacks. A lot of coaching news we should get to. I don't even think we touched on this yesterday. Wasn't a surprise at all, but the Patriots did officially announce that Mike Vrabel will be their next head coach.
It's a great hire.
I know there were pro Vrabel to DC guys last year, right?
Yeah.
Were you one? You thought Vrabel should be
a great choice. Yeah. My heart wasn't set on any one particular guy, but I thought he would have been a great choice.
Weren't some people saying that the Patriots' treatment of the Rooney Rule was such a sham? Like, Aaron Glenn, I think, just refused. He's like, you know what? I'm not even going to interview for the head coaching gig there because we know what's in the bag for Vrabel. Look, Kraft wanted, he wanted Vrabel. He wanted a former player that sat out a year, was basically consulting with the Browns. He's in the Patriots' ring of honor. It makes sense.
We spent time talking about this earlier. The Cowboys have moved on from Mike McCarthy. I guess it's technically not a firing because his contract just expires. Mm-hmm. Talk of Deion Sanders potentially being a candidate. I'm sure Ben Johnson will get an interview because he interviews everywhere. So that's an interesting position that has now opened up. So it ends up being 7 jobs open this year. It's basically what happens every year.
7 jobs. Now, one of them was filled, but yeah. So there's,
we think that's it?
6 more.
We don't think there'll be any more?
I don't think so. I mean, the one that I threw out like a month ago, and it wasn't that it ever was brought up, but we were kind of speculating what's going to happen next with Bill Belichick before he took the North Carolina job. I was always intrigued by the Bengals. But it seems like they fired their defensive coordinator and they're going to keep Zach Taylor as the head coach because that would be a coveted job if it opened up to work with Joe Burrow.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, if they were going to fire him, they would have already done it.
We kind of know this story, but there's just more details because it got national attention. The kicker for the Commanders, Zane Gonzalez, he's 29 years old, and a lot was made of his sideline routine. I mean, weeks ago we talked about him messing with his hair and then putting on the helmet, taking it off, messing with the hair, putting on the helmet, on and off.
I mean, anybody with half a brain understands that's OCD.
Yeah, but then we saw...
He doesn't even have that much hair. I don't know what he's dealing, with up there.
Then we saw his sock routine, which I hadn't seen
until... He needs
until
a sock endorsement.
Dude, I get that. Sometimes I can't get that seam lined up just right on my foot. And it can bug the F out of me.
It definitely, for people with like sensory issues or OCD, it can definitely tilt you.
So he was honest about his condition, I guess, leading up to the draft in 2017.
He told teams he had OCD?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He said,
dummy.
Back then he said, whether I'm getting a haircut or anything, they get caught off guard by his name because he's Gonzalez. He didn't look like it, but he also talked about, his
Zane?
OCD back then. And, you know, he just said it's something he struggles with. He says it makes you a perfectionist and detail-oriented. He said off the field, it's a pain in the butt.
If he was so detail-oriented, he wouldn't have hit the crossbar or the upright.
Doesn't everybody
put it down the middle?
Have a little OCD, though?
Yes,
maybe a little bit,
so.
But in my family, we have some real clinical cases of OCD.
Yeah.
Legit.
I mean, hardcore. I know I have some.
I don't think I have that much.
My two biggest OCD things that I know I have, if I'm in my garage, I have to double-tap my freezer to make sure it's closed.
Well,
every time I walk by,
that's definitely an OCD thing.
That's one. And I do check and make sure the gas nozzle isn't in my still attached to my car like 5 to 7 times before I leave and pull off from the pump.
Yeah.
There's a lot of I'll be behind the wheel.
Oh my God, you're riddled with it.
And I'll do this and then I'll do it again. And then I'll do it again just to make sure I'm not going to.
All right, let me ask you this.
Give myself $1,000 bill for yanking the fuel pump out of the
It's a big fear you have.
Oh, it's a big fear.
I saw a local parent do that. He was hammered and he drove. Oh, and the thing
so
was connected.
Sober. I couldn't be more sober.
Yeah, my main OCD issue is I have to have a clean, decluttered kitchen.
Okay, yes.
So things cannot be in the dishwasher or in the sink. I have to have them in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Well, you couldn't live
it could
in my
be,
house.
It could be one plate.
Yeah, but you can live you, in my house.
See, I don't. I have preferences. I'd prefer that. But you could leave the house with the dish in, right?
Oh, I don't know if you could.
Because to me, that would be the OCD if you can't do it. Like, I would prefer, like, now, I don't even think I have this in my house, but if your towels are lined up versus, like, haphazard, but I can certainly leave a room with it like that.
Here, this, I don't think this is OCD.
Can you leave your house with that dish in the sink?
100%.
Well, I mean, depends if the... I mean, yeah, only if the dishwasher...
Sounds like it would bane them.
If the dishwasher has clean dishes in it and was run overnight, so I don't unload them and then put that in. I let it go.
Do you do it more than tea? Like, are you kind of in charge of the dishes?
Yes.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
And so do you just hover around the dishes all the time?
I do it during dinner.
Whenever I open the dishwasher?
So
I
will be eating.
You'll put them in the dishwasher during dinner?
If my daughter finishes first and she puts her stuff in the in the sink, I have to go put it in the dishwasher.
Like, you don't want it to just sit there. You have to be like a waiter.
No, it's major OCD.
You're way worse than me. I think, actually, I do more of the household chores in our house, like cleaning, laundry.
Now, my family would say
I could leave the dishes in there. It wouldn't kill me.
I don't have
if
any
I'm in
that.
A rush.
I can live like a pig.
I'm not shocked.
I actually think I live like an average, like a college guy still, like college level, like kind of clean. Not like a complete pig, like a...
Yeah, but your house is clean if I go over to your house.
I mean, yeah, I'm at cleaning ladies, and you know. But I mean, we're not... Put it this way. A dish could definitely sit in our sink.
Yeah.
I mean, multiple dishes could sit in our sink until we get around to doing it.
Yeah, it's just an issue.
But here's a question I have for you. This often happens to me, and I wonder if it's just because I'm just losing it, like literally slowly starting to slip away, and I'm, you know, waiting to hear that Masters music. Or is it an OCD thing? I often forget if I've washed my hair or not. And then it freaks me out because my brain is always thinking about a million things. And then I go, I can't tell if I wash my hair. And then I know I'll wash it twice because I just got to make sure. If I'm taking a shower, I'm going to wash my hair. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I'm thinking about so many different things.
I don't know if that's OCD unless you were like found yourself in the shower for over an hour because it was happening over and over again.
But I will wash my hair.
Or like you had to wash it times.
That's more forgetful than OCD.
Yeah, you need some Prevagen or whatever.
I'm not thinking. I'm just I'm on autopilot. Or I'm thinking about something else, what I'm going to do.
You need some Ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, whatever
that is. But I've told you that I always wash my most important
spot. Right, the Reggie.
Number one. Yeah. First thing I do when I get in the shower. Get the soap right on the Reggie.
The other thing I do, Look at me. And my wife can't believe it. But so my dog will leave, you know, if she goes outside and especially now when there's snow and she goes for a walk. All right. Well, we wipe her paws, but she comes in and she'll leave smudges and paw prints on the hardwood.
Right.
Or on the kitchen floor.
Mm-hmm. Straight down with the
mop. I can see, especially if the sun's coming through the window, you can see it. Mm-hmm. You can see exactly where those smudges are.
Right.
I have to get on my hands and knees with a towel or a paper towel and wipe them down.
Right. Why don't you just have Lourdes come over 3 times a week?
Because that'd be $600 a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a good thing you and I
she is coming tomorrow.
We would be incompatible, you and I.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe you would see me on my hands and knees wiping down paw prints.
Couple of young quarterback notes. Of course, Jaden Daniels will win the Offensive Rookie of the Year, but both Bo Nix and Drake May were impressive. As far as Drake May, Mike Vrabel said that's part of the reason he went back to New England. Bo Nix, though, made a surprising revelation after the season. He told reporters he suffered a significant injury during their Week 12 game against the Raiders, and he said he suffered 3 fractures.
Yeah, I saw that.
Back.
I don't know how that's possible.
And played through it.
Well, they're just not displaced. You know, this like...
I mean, he threw a
hairline fracture.
He threw
probably
a dart at the beginning of the playoff game. Didn't seem to affect him.
Now, he said he had a little transverse process fracture in his back. And then he got treatment, and he made it through that week, and he just continued through the rest of the season.
Just makes me think that, I mean, how many of the quarterbacks that don't talk about it
right.
have issues? You know, I mean, yeah, they all get pummeled. I mean,
they all get crushed.
Bo Nix, how many times was he sacked? I mean, he's probably
not that much, actually. That was one of the things.
If not sacked, hit. Yeah.
Derek Carr apparently suffered a similar injury several years ago, and he downplayed it before admitting after the season that it did impact him. Of course, Nix finished with 29 touchdowns with just 12 picks this season.
My son is on a back and forth with one of his buddies. His buddy is trying to tweak Brendan by saying Bo Nix should win Rookie of the Year. And Brendan's gotten to the point where he's like, I can't even engage with him anymore. I just have to ignore him because Jaden Daniels is going to win Rookie of the Year.
Well, he should do what Drabby did and just cut him off as a friend.
I don't think he's going to go to that level, but he's definitely frustrated because he knows that Jaden's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Maybe right. He could suspend him for 2 weeks like Mo from Largo.
Yeah, put him on a suspension. Could be a good deal.
If you offend Drab, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're the minimum you're going to get suspended.
Drab's gatekeeper.
At the most, you'll be, I guess, no longer welcome as a friend.
You're definitely going to get reprimanded in some fashion.
Yeah. Very penal over there.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan.